WRCO-FM Richland Center, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. It's right now sunny and 62 degrees after 36/100ths of an inch of rain early this morning. The time is 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An Italian court has reconvicted American Amanda Knox of slander. She was there trying to clear her name following her conviction, then exoneration in the murder of her roommate when they were both exchange students in 2007. Back home, the executive order on immigration now in effect. ABC's Brad Milkey speaking to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for the Start Here podcast.
Asylum is very much still alive.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says this crackdown is less about cutting off asylum seekers than funneling them to legal border crossings.
More than a million people have accessed those lawful pathways in the past year.
However, the ban that took effect this morning won't be lifted until illegal border crossings slow to 1,500 a day. It hasn't sunk that low since Biden took office. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
President Biden is in France right now ahead of tomorrow's D-Day commemorations, June 6th, marking 80 years since the Allied invasion. This is ABC News. Boeing is hoping a third time's a charm as it tries this morning to launch its Starliner capsule. With Britain's national elections now less than a month away, voters have seen their first debate between the leaders of the two major parties, Conservative Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Labour's Keir Starmer.
A YouGov poll shows Rishi Sunak just edged out the televised exchange, but his party remains far behind nationally. As to those who tuned in...
Clearly it's time for a change. The Conservatives have failed. So clearly Starmer won the debate.
Sunak won that. Hands down.
So, a split decision. But frankly, neither side appears to be inspiring the voters here. The decision for many next month, a vote for the lesser of the two evils. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Jury selection starts today in an antitrust trial over the NFL's Sunday ticket package. The suit accuses the NFL of forcing fans to buy it if they want to watch out-of-market games. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center. Your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. Our Civic Media's County Summer Text to Win statewide contest continues today. This hour's keyword is POP, P-O-P. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword POP. That is this hour's text to win word. You could be eligible for some great prizes, including a Door County Escape or some other great prizes, brewer tickets, and all kinds of fun stuff. So keep it tuned right here. Your chance to win all summer long.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them today from 1:30 to 6 p.m. at the historic Train Depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking is available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. This week, they hope to have bedding plants, fresh flowers, hanging baskets, baked goods including breads, cookies, and pies, rhubarb, spring lettuces and greens, spinach, radishes, kohlrabi, potatoes, maple syrup, honey, black walnuts, canned goods, eggs, meats, beef, hot dogs and brats, and strawberries. As the season progresses, they will be adding more vendors, both new and returning. Be sure to stop by the tasting table for a sample of market products. This is the first market where shoppers can spend their senior vouchers. Check with the local Department of Health and Human Services to see if you qualify and to receive your vouchers. Vouchers are good for fresh fruits and vegetables at the market, sold by participating vendors. Look for the yellow sign by a vendor's booth to see if they accept senior vouchers. To receive EBT SNAP benefits, bring your Quest card to the market information table. This week, they're also glad to present a musical guest, Larry Glanville, known as Maynard No Shoes, the wandering washboard player, who will be playing for customers early on during the market today. Come and sit a while from 1:30 until 6 p.m. Today, a high of 80 with scattered showers, thunderstorms developing again in the late afternoon. West to southwest winds at 10 to 20, scattered rain ending early this evening, and then clearing skies for the low 53. Thursday, partly cloudy, windy and cooler. Scattered brief rain showers and sprinkles possible, a high of 71. Thursday night, lingering showers early, then clearing and breezy, a low of 50. Friday, mostly sunny and breezy, a high of 73. At the WRCO studios, southwest winds are at 10 miles per hour. We have picked up 36 one-hundredths of an inch of rain this morning, and right now it is 62 degrees.
hands down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage. She loves his southern draw from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside loves her. Young love and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. As long as pawn shops sell beat up guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean. There'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't dig her eyes on the stage. She loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. Silverado he got parked outside. Loves cranking 89 Alabama. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot. Lighters. Good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small. Old trucks, young love on Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Some blue eyes and some beer in the back. Falling way too fast for a southern draw from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside was cranking 89 Alabama. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot. Lighters. Good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small. Here's some old trucks, young love and Saturday nights.
Working for a living, I'm working for a living, never, never working.
Garth Brooks and Huey Lewis on WRCO and just working for a living. At least what we're trying to do anyway. 62, it's nice to have the sunshine back. Hello, sun. Hey, old Hank Bray will be in just a few minutes. This is Billy Currington.
A woman is a mystery. A man just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow and hold her all night long. Heaven knows there's so many ways a man can go wrong. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh.
It is 19 minutes after 7 o'clock on WRCO and WRCE Radio.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate. 647-6345.
Member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Muller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Hank. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. And you?
Wonderful.
Yeah, well, you got the blue, I got the red, and Joanne must have the white for the red, white, and blue.
She's got the beige, I think, going on today.
Oh.
Today happens to be National Ketchup Day.
Oh, yes.
I love ketchup.
Tomato soup, baby.
Ketchup soup?
Tomato soup.
Tomato soup. Yeah, that's a poor man's. You get a few ketchup packets and squirt it in hot water, and there you go.
Yep.
Delish. I like a little French fries with my ketchup once in a while, you know, things like that.
Yeah, just a couple.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
It's also National Veggie Burger Day. Have you ever had the veggie burger that you like?
Gonna pass. gonna pass.
Really?
If I'm gonna eat burger, it's gonna be meat.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Hey, do you remember when Heinz come out with the green ketchup?
Yes, I do.
It was very hard to eat that.
Why?
Because it was green.
Visual?
Yeah.
Tasted the same, didn't it?
Oh, it was perfect. Just a different color.
Huh.
You don't really, why it didn't go.
Well, sure. That's probably part of it. It looked a little bit more like relish, perhaps, than ketchup.
Or avocado or something like that. So.
Yeah.
But anyway.
No, yeah, I've eaten a few veggie burgers over the years. Not bad.
No, good for you. You know, have mine.
You know who made some good veggie burgers for me once?
Mm-mm.
Ron Fruit did once.
Really?
Yeah, he put some together.
That guy could cook, though.
Went home and grilled them, and they were delish, man.
He can cook.
Yeah.
And Beth can bake.
I can't. Although I did put some steaks on the grill last night.
And, did you have that go?
Not bad. Didn't burn them. You know, they weren't too bad.
Good.
And then I made a little popcorn on the stove last night. Those
really?
Are two things I could do.
Yes.
And then I got in trouble for a messed up refrigerator.
Hey, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah. Are you in trouble again for smelling chocolate pudding?
Well, I told
stop.
Her. I told her I didn't
stop.
Know who did it.
It's soy sauce chocolate pudding.
It June. Was not soy sauce.
Soy sauce under the fridge.
And it was not chocolate pudding.
What was it?
It was Hershey's chocolate syrup in the... in the plastic bottle.
You did it. You know, you did. Just admit it. The first thing that we do with our problems, we have to admit them.
Uh-huh.
And then we move on. Well, ask for forgiveness.
Here's the deal. Someone did not put the cap back on tightly.
Who had it last?
I don't know. Probably.
Have you ever used it?
One of the grandkids, probably.
Oh, see, and then, blame it on the kiddos.
Evidently tipped over on the drawer, on the refrigerator door. And
is this your new one?
Yes. And then, when June went to pick up a bottle of whatever it was, ketchup or whatever, what's on the bottom of that ketchup bottle?
Did she say anything to you at that point?
Yeah, she said, you'll have to tell Henry this one. So,
June, I'm sorry. He does the same thing here.
No.
He does this. I found soy sauce underneath that
refrigerator. There was no soy sauce here in the refrigerator.
I'm just saying. Poor June.
Yeah, poor June.
It's got some Factor Hanko questions for you today. I got some pretty good ones for you.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see how we do.
Your tongue, Philip, senses different tastes in different areas. Is that true or Hanko?
I think it's true.
No, that's a bunch of Hanko.
Is it really?
The tongue does not have specific regions dedicated for sensing different tastes. Instead, taste buds are distributed all over the tongue, allowing for it to detect all tastes. Sweet, sour, salty, bitter, you know, across the entire surface.
Huh.
The only mild differences to sensitivity do contain taste in particular regions of the tongue. However, all areas of the tongue can detect all taste. I didn't know that either.
Huh. No, you could have fooled me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought maybe some areas were a little bit stronger in terms of their taste than others. But
Philip actually spilt the chocolate syrup in the refrigerator. True or false?
Can't prove it.
It's not you know you did it.
So, this is a common response for some people. Mm-hmm. Did you see me do it?
You don't have to have proof anymore. We have, you know what? We have forensic evidence.
Okay.
If we tested the DNA on that bottle, so it would come back to your family.
Well, yeah, but you can't prove how it spilled or who spilled it.
We're saying you did.
Yeah, I know you are.
Do you think it's wrong that I'm taking June's side here?
Yeah, right. Someone else could have knocked it over. I think what I was maybe guilty of was not putting the lid back on tightly.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
Then, well, I guess that's...
So I'm only half guilty.
You take it. Just take it. Yeah. June, he did it. He's sitting here smiling like... And he know he did it, but he wants to get out of it.
And then the rough thing is, the next time I want to make chocolate sundaes, mm-hmm. I'll be low on chocolate syrup.
Yes, she will.
Because she cleaned out the refrigerator, you know?
Ooh.
Couldn't scrape it off the side.
Put that in the microwave.
Yeah.
Speaking of microwave, water that has been boiled in a microwave and cooled is harmful to plants. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true.
It's a bunch of Hanko.
Is it really?
Yeah. This statement is fiction. Water has been boiled in a microwave and cooled is not harmful to plants. Boiling water in a microwave does not change the chemical composition or make it harmful to plants.
Huh. It just sounded kind of strange enough.
I know. I had some strange questions because you've been killing me on my quizzes lately. So
yeah.
You're like 0 for 3 for today for this.
I am.
So
boy.
What else? Let's see here. The Oxford English Dictionary lists the first use of acronym ONG, okay, meaning oh my God, as having appeared in a 1917 letter written to Winston Churchill.
I'm going to say that's true.
It is true.
Hmm.
Yeah, the explanation of the Oxford Dictionary indeed is the first acronym appearing in 1917 to a letter to Winston Churchill. This means that OMG to mean be traced back to at least 1917, providing evidence that for an existence for usage as long as it's an internet era.
Way before texting.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Way before.
Yes. The kosher symbol on food indicates, among other things, that it has been blessed by a rabbi.
That's absolutely true.
That is absolutely Hanko.
Is it really?
Yes. The kosher symbol on food does not indicate that it has been blessed by a rabbi. The kosher symbol, such as a letter K or the letter U inside a circle, is certified that the food meets the dietary laws of Judaism. These laws indicate specific rules about types of animals that can be consumed and how they should be slaughtered and how they should be prepared. The symbol is given by a kosher certification agency, not by a rabbi individually blessing them.
Well, learn something every day.
I always thought that was too.
Learn something every day. I did not know that.
Yep. So it's kosher,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
Scientists know the color of T-Rex skin was brown. Is that true or false?
Wow. Oh, you're killing me today here, Hank.
Yep. That's what I'm here for, buddy.
I'm going to say that's not true.
It is not true. The statement of that scientists would know the color of T-Rex skin brown is fiction.
I think it's green, isn't it?
This is because scientists do not have direct evidence or fossils that can provide information about the color of T-Rex skin. The color of a dinosaur skin is not preserved in a fossil record.
Hmm.
So they really don't know.
Right. Unless Jurassic Park has lied to me.
I'm sure they have.
Yeah, because I thought it was kind of a greenish color. Yeah.
Huh. I'm sure that's what everybody assumes, you know.
Right.
All that mold on them.
Yeah.
The algae.
Yeah, right. Okay.
A dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's.
Well, you know, they've said that over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up on the farm where farm dogs ate just about everything.
Anything, and they put their tongue just about everywhere.
I'm going to say it's a bunch of Hank.
It is a bunch of Hank. This statement is fiction. While it's common belief that a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's, it is not true. Dog's mouth can contain bacteria, viruses, and other germs just like humans. They can also carry parasites that can be harmful to humans.
Mm, imagine that.
Yeah.
All right.
So, anyway, there's something else for you.
That's somebody's birthday.
No, I think I found that in the trash.
Hmm. Well, it says you must have thrown it away or something.
I don't know.
There's chocolate syrup on it, though. What's going on?
Come from your refrigerator. It's been in there a while. So anyway, when is the last time that you had the chocolate syrup open?
Well, when Alea was there, so it was like a week or so ago, I think.
Did she get ice cream with chocolate syrup mm-hmm. or chocolate milk?
Right. No, well, we got the old malt maker out that night.
So you do remember that?
Yeah.
So did you spill the syrup?
No.
Did you not put the lid on right?
That's probably
did what you I, not close the little...
That's probably... There's a little flap on the chocolate syrup lid, and you got to push it down tightly.
And that didn't happen, did it?
Must not have. No.
June, I hope you're getting this. He has admitted guilt.
I have an old Hamilton Beach malt mixer with the metal
cup. That's pretty neat, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So her and I, that was like a little grandpa and granddaughter bonding. You know,
it'd be kind of nice to have a boss and employee bonding here with that.
I could bring it. But here's the thing, and I'm not whining for this, but it's hard to find malted milk powder. Somebody found it for me a while ago, but it's hard to find.
Really? Malted milk powder?
Right. And with the current state of the local Walmart, too, it's hard to find a lot of things.
It's hard to find. You're lucky to find yourself when you go on there.
Yep. Somebody told me the other night they found a claw hammer, Cheetos, and shoes in the same aisle.
And dog treats.
Yeah. Have a good one, Hank.
Buddy, have a good one. Be kind.
You bet.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Guerin State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here is your history lesson for today, Wednesday, June 5th. 1956, Elvis Presley did his hip-gyrating act on the Milton Berle TV show. 1959, Bob Dylan graduated from high school in Hibbing, Minnesota. I talked about this one night on Those Were the Days, but how many famous people have come from Hibbing, Minnesota? He's the most famous, but there are many. Kevin McHale, famous basketball player, he did as well. You know, all the things that he accomplished, and he's probably the second most famous person from a town of, what, 15 to 20,000. Also in 1968, Senator Robert F. Kennedy was shot and mortally wounded after claiming victory in California's Democratic presidential primary at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. June 5th. 1968. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries for today, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men's size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Blake Stibbe with lots of love from Mom, Dad, Brianna, and Grandma and Grandpa. To Ryan Babel from Bruin, Basin, Brennan, and Brooklyn. Also from the Little Versa Anniversary Birthday Club, have a happy day to Rick Hess, to William Hess, Amanda Westby, and Steve Bingham. Best wishes from Little Willow. From Schmidtwoodland Hills, happy birthday to Shade Thompson from the residents and staff. Belated greetings to granddaughter Lexi Helsel, who celebrated her birthday on Monday, from Grandma Ida. Also from the Richland Center Lions Club, birthday greetings to Evelyn Cook, to Eric Hauser, and also to Chase Keller. Happy anniversary, Dewey and Christy Zumach as well, as they celebrate a special day today. And happy anniversary. Congratulations on 25 years of marriage. You two are a gorgeous couple together. You two are my biggest supporters. Keep up the great work. Have a great day from Heath. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier on the 5th of June to Rose Beyer, to Alex Sapek, and Christopher Doman, all celebrating today. Muscadet, Avoca, and Blue River Lions with wishes for Lucas Bartles, Courtney Babel, Ryan Babel, Sarah Buss, and Parson Chitwood. Also Donald Grimm, Jill Makovic, Kayla Portwine, Andy Stahl, Addison Prohaska, and Taylor Knapp. And happy anniversary to Tom and Millie King, celebrating a special day today. Best wishes from Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Hi, this is Dakota from J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new white hazelnut bark coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
36/100ths of an inch of rain early this morning. Now that's gone for now, and it's 63 degrees.
Look out on the night sky. Tell me what you see. Those stars have been there shining through eternity. There's another light that's burning, and it's been here from the start.
Special couples today celebrating anniversaries. Joanne has the news coming up. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Have a great Wednesday.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning.
morning. It is a sunny 63 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy today, scattered showers, thunderstorms developing late afternoon, and a high of 80. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the early evening, moving out, diminishing, and mostly clear and breezy overnight with a low of 53. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 3 to 4 miles per hour, and it's 63 degrees.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Richland Center City Attorney Michael Windle reported on his initial findings on the city's committee and codification review at last night's City Council meeting. He stated that Richland Center's committee makeup and codes have been described as challenging, out of date, and disorganized.
It is difficult to read through an entire code of ordinances. The draft document is 814 pages with an executive summary memo. And a lot of our ordinances are outdated, contradictory, confusing. I would point specifically to the equivalent of our criminal code. Every different behavior is a different ordinance. Everyone has a different forfeiture attached to it. Some of them encompass two or more of what you would see in the criminal statute. So for disorderly conduct, you may also have lewd and lascivious behaviors attached to that. Well, those are separate in other aspects of the statute. And so as the guy who probably has to read it more than anybody else, I am uniquely positioned to be able to offer some suggestions to that.
He found that the council could continue as is, incorporating the updates and changes, or start over.
Basically, the ordinances and resolutions of the city for the last 100 years or so have been either written down or typed up. We're in the modern digital age now. And so prior to my appointment, the city contracted with a company called MuniCode to digitize the code of ordinances, get it into a more readable format, and eventually post it to the website in a much more searchable format than it's currently in. As part of that process, they do a legal review. So they go through, they make sure if a statute is cited in our ordinance that it's now the correct statute, nothing's, you know, contradictory or outright unconstitutional, etc. And then they produce a draft of the new code of ordinances that I then review, as well as I'm going to try and get some of the department heads enlisted as well to review sections relevant to their duties.
The council could start rebuilding from the ground up or choose a place to start. He would like to see omnibus schedules, a clear-cut delegation of power, and to remove unnecessary complex policies and procedures, duplication of effort, and unclear responsibilities. Richland Center City Utilities plans to make several improvements to its lead service line removals and other related facilities. The city expects to borrow funds and incur debt by issuing tax-exempt bonds, promissory notes, DNR environmental improvement funds, or other debt to finance the project. The city may need to provide interim financing to cover the cost of the project incurred prior to receipt of the loan. The council approved the city's intent at last night's meeting to reimburse expenses. Expenditures not expected to exceed $500,000. The council also authorized the distribution of funds for the Hill Country land acquisition with monies from Pool 5, Affordable Housing, and the RLF Business Fund in the amount of $675,000, and the lease between the city and Advanced Pump and Well Solution Incorporated to be executed in conjunction with the land sale purchase closing. The city will also invoke the DNR Local Government Environmental Liability Exemption as outlined in statute and intends on purchasing these 7 lots in order to undertake activities to eliminate blight to promote redevelopment of the area for the betterment of the city. City Electric Utilities Superintendent Scott Gauld reported that the police department in the city municipal building was the only section that was equipped with a generator for backup power in the event of an outage. The council approved the purchase of a generator and installation for the municipal building in the amount of $32,000. Police Chief Billy Jones reported that the first ever Cops and Boppers was held a day late due to rain, but it was a successful event. Everyone had a good time. There were 80 participants and 59 fish were caught. The largest measured 10 inches. 11 members of the state legislature will face no major party opposition on their way to a new term, while more than 24 incumbents are facing primary challenges. WisPolitics reports Dems fielded candidates in all 16 Senate races on the fall ballot in 97 of the 99 Assembly seats. Republicans, meanwhile, had candidates turn in nomination papers in 11 of the Senate seats up this fall and 84 of the Assembly districts. Monday was the filing deadline for candidates to qualify for the fall ballot. The deadline to file challenges to submitted signatures is Thursday. The Elections Commission will meet Monday to formally decide who makes the ballot this fall. 2 years ago, 7 incumbent members of the Assembly, all Republicans, faced primary challenges, with each surviving. This year, 4 Dems drew a primary challenger. Meanwhile, 22 Assembly GOP incumbents are facing primaries, including Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Speaker Pro Tempore Kevin Peterson, and Joint Finance Co-Chair Mark Bourne. The GOP primaries include 2 districts where Republican incumbents were paired under the new maps. Richland County's incumbent representative, Republican Tony Kurtz of Waniwok, representing the newly drawn 41st Assembly District, is being challenged by Democratic candidate Julia Henley of Blue River. In addition, a Democratic candidate by the name of Scott Walker of Prairie du Chien filed to run against GOP State Representative Travis Tranel. The Cuba City Republican is the last GOP member of the State Assembly who voted in 2011 against Act 10, the signature achievement of former GOP Governor Scott Walker. It's Senior Farmers Market Voucher Time. The SFMNP offers eligible low-income seniors the opportunity to purchase fresh, locally grown fruits, vegetables, and herbs from certified farmers. An eligible person is a Richland County resident age 60 or older, or a Native American age 55 years or older, and meets the income requirements: individual $2,322 a month or $3,152 a month for a couple. Enrolled seniors will receive vouchers worth $45 per qualifying individual, which are good through October 31st. These vouchers may be used to purchase locally grown fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs at approved farmers markets or roadside stands. Vouchers will be distributed throughout the month of June on a first-come, first-served basis. Vouchers will be distributed today from 10:30 to 11:30 at Ridgeview Commons Apartments in Richland Center in the lower level.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens. We have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Today is Wednesday, June 5th. Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83 of Casanova, died Friday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 6 at the Cazenovia Chapel. Friends may call at the Cazenovia Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 6. Food and continued celebration will follow at the Hooks residence. A private family burial will take place in St. Anthony's Catholic Cemetery, Germantown, at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83, of Cazenovia. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70, of Elroy, died Friday at the Solace Home in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy. Burial will be in Millard's Prairie Cemetery near Elroy. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70, of Elroy. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center, died May 26th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center. Glenda Ferguson, 70, of Richland Center, died Friday at the Grove at the Lake in Zion, Illinois. Funeral services will be held at 3 Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the live stream tab at prattfuneralservice.com. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Glenda Ferguson, 70, of Richland Center. John Howell, 71, of Watertown, formerly of Richland County, died Friday at Park Ridge Assisted Living in Watertown. No formal funeral service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for John Howell, 71, of Watertown, formerly of Richland County. Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 5 to 7, and again at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice or Meadows Assisted Living. Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. Military graveside rites will be held Friday, June 14th at 11 o'clock at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville, died Thursday at the Orchard Manor in Lancaster following an extended illness. A memorial gathering will be held Friday, June 14th from 5 to 7 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside rites will take place at the Forest Home Cemetery in Marinette at a later date by the local Veterans Memorial Honors Unit. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville. Linda L. Sherd, 76, of Muscadet, died Monday. Graveside services will be held Wednesday, June 19th at 3:15 in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Wednesday, June 19th from 1 until 3. Linda L. Sherd, 76, of Muscadet.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
The 8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land survey, real estate sales, and church.